Eric Adams, got to give y'all an update on that. He's scheduled to appear in court today. Check it out.
To the latest on the indictment of New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
In just a few short hours, Mayor Adams will make history as the first sitting mayor to face a judge on federal crimes. Adams is being charged with 5 counts. The unsealed indictment revealing charges including conspiracy to commit wire fraud, solicitation of a contribution by a foreign national, and bribery.
If he is convicted of all charges, he could face up to 45 years in prison. We have live team coverage covering all the angles this morning. Natalie Dedridge is at Gracie Mansion. But we start with Christina Fan outside the courthouse.
The guy that tried to assassinate Trump ain't even facing that amount of time.
And Christina, what are you hearing about how this court appearance will go down?
Well, Cindy, the mayor's arraignment is scheduled for noon today, but we are now learning that his attorney hopes to push his initial court appearance until next week. Either way, as you can see behind us, the scene is set for his arrival in front of the federal courthouse. There are rows and rows of barricades present here. Now, prosecutors allege that the mayor engaged in a years-long scheme, accepting gifts and money in exchange for political favors, and then lied to the public about it.
I follow the rules. I follow the law. I do not do anything that's going to participate in illegal campaign activity.
Mayor Adams denied all accusations detailed in a sprawling 57-page indictment, accusing him of seeking and accepting improper gifts like luxury travel and illegal campaign contributions from wealthy foreign business people and at least one Turkish
really
government official
even,
since he was Brooklyn Borough President. His alleged
undisclosed
travel dates back to 2016, totaling to more than $100,000.
Let me ask y'all a question. Before we get to Eric Adams' actual official statement, I want to ask y'all a question. Just a question. Doesn't mean he's not guilty, but two things can be true at the same time. Three things can be true at the same time. Here's my question. If they've been watching him and paying attention to him since 2016, why are they just now coming to get him 8 years later? The word is that they've been paying attention to Eric Adams since 2016. Just a question. Random question. Weird question, I know. Why are they just now coming to get him at the end of election season in 2024? After we've already had waves of millions of migrants coming to this country, why are they just now coming to get him in 2024? Just a question. No. Let me ask it one more time for the people in the back, and then we're going to continue into the show. Why are they just now coming to get him in 2024 at the end of election year if they've been investigating him since 2016?
He told the public he received no gifts, even though he was secretly being showered with them.
Prosecutors say illegal campaign contributions came via straw donors, people who contribute someone else's money to hide the illegal source. In return for the illicit benefits, Adams allegedly used his influence to pressure the FDNY to open a new high-rise housing Turkey's consulate in Manhattan, despite safety concerns.
Laws that are designed to ensure that officials like him serve the people, not the highest bidder. Not a foreign bidder, and certainly not a foreign power.
The indictment also detailed how Adams and his staff allegedly tried hiding their criminal conduct, stating that the mayor's campaign fundraiser called Adams 5 times while the FBI was at her door with a search warrant. According to the indictment, she then spoke to FBI agents, but refused to say who paid for her 2021 travel to Turkey. And
2021.
Say another different Adams staffer also agreed to speak with the FBI, but then excused herself to go use the bathroom where she allegedly deleted encrypted messaging applications she had used to communicate with the mayor. If found guilty on all 5 counts, Adams faces up to 45 years in prison. Reporting live from Lower Manhattan, Christina Fan, CBS News, New York.
That's insane. It is insane. And I'm going to give you all my thoughts. Because now I'm starting to feel a certain type of way. Now, I'm no fan of Eric Adams at all. I've been one of his biggest proponents. Biggest criticism was levied against Eric Adams over these last 2 to 3 years. 100%. I think that Eric Adams had been doing a horrible job, but I think that Eric Adams, just like a lot of these mayors, are being tasked. That's my belief. But let me get to Eric Adams' thoughts on it. He spoke on this yesterday, and then I'm going to give you all my belief of what I really think is happening. That's horrible audio. Hold on, let me see something.
Minutes, we're going to hear stories so I can take care of the city. My day-to-day will not change. I will continue to do the job for 8.3 million New Yorkers that I was elected to do. Amen. And the 300,000-plus employees of our city government will continue to do their jobs, because this is what we do as New Yorkers. It's an insult to the hardworking people of this city that anyone would say that they won't do their jobs while this case proceeds in the background. They are dedicated public servants, and I have been one of them for many years, and they're going to continue to do their job, moving the city forward every day. It's an unfortunate day, and it's a painful day. But inside of all of that, it's a day when we will finally reveal why for 10 months I have gone through this. And I look forward to defending myself and defending the people of this city, as I've done throughout my entire professional career. I want to now turn it over to the person who started me on this journey, Reverend Herbert Daughtry.
I don't care about all of that. So this is my thoughts. This is what I believe. Let me see something.
But in verbal conversation to the team, we do not participate in straw donors. We do not participate.
Let me see if I can get some better audio on this. Give me a second. Let's see if we can get any better audio on this. Because I want to hear his whole thoughts before I start giving my thoughts. All right, I think I got some better audio here. Had to pivot.
You kind of had a reaction to the mayor saying, I'm
detail, but it's fascinating.
And that's part of the left.
Exactly. In the federal government, White House, did you say it's targeting you, force me, regard to that, and the first time.
I think you need to ask the federal prosecutors who gave the directive and the orders. I don't know, but we should ask them who gave the directive and orders that we're going to take on and create this group of lies. They have the answer to that question. When it comes down to read it, I peruse through it to get the top lines. The attorneys are going to dig into the crevices of it, but it is clear. Everyone that knows me knows I follow campaign rules and I follow the law. That is how I lived my life, and I don't see coming into the 60s and my age to all of a sudden change what I've done all the time. I follow the law and I follow the campaign rules.
Thank you. After a couple of weeks, some like 4 or 5 people from your staff have resigned. After today, don't you feel afraid that more people are going to keep resigning and you're going to have
No. Listen, we, you know, I think that people fail to properly realize that we have over 300,000 dedicated employees.
over 300,000 of those who decided to transition to do some more things with their lives. Many of them told me ahead of time they were going to do that. But we have an amazing, credible team of dedicated New Yorkers, and they're going to continue to do that. I think that's what's going to surprise everyone. 10 months ago, when my phones were removed, like today, it was about my phones. Same thing that happened 10 months ago. Today was about my phones. Let's get clear on that. When they removed my phones 10 months ago, people said that all of a sudden the city was going to collapse. It was not going to move forward. Look what has happened over 10 months. Over 10 months, more jobs in the city more small businesses open, decreasing crime. You're seeing over and over again success over and over again. So we're going to continue to prosper. We're going to continue to move forward, and we're looking forward to that in the city. Yes. How are you doing? Yes. Well, listen, I think that when you do an analysis, and all of you have covered this, it is a felony to release a grand jury communications. That's a felony. So you can't break the law to enforce the law. And when you look at the drip of information, when you look at our cooperation, our attempts to sit down and cooperate, when you look at what has taken place, there's been a narrative of giving the appearance that there was something improper that's done, and it was just wrong. I think we should ask again, as I stated earlier. We should ask those who are conducting this investigation. We should ask them who gave the directive to carry out what we have witnessed over the last 10 months.
Right.
Over the last 10 months, you knew information before my attorneys knew information over the last 10 months. You reported that there was an indictment before my attorneys knew that there was an indictment. Over the last 10 months, this has happened over and over again, and this is not how our system of justice should operate.
You support law enforcement. Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, sir. Yes. Prosecutors who gave the directive to take the actions that we are witnessing right now. You know, I have ran many campaigns. I've been part of many campaigns, and the scrutiny of those campaigns always revealed the same thing. I follow the rules. I follow the law. I do not do anything that's going to participate in illegal campaign activity, and I will not do that. And I've instructed, not only in writing, but in verbal conversation to the team, we do not participate in straw donors. We do not participate in foreign donors. We know what those rules are, and we comply with those rules. And I think that my attorneys are going to reveal that as we move forward.
Who is your point person dealing with major city businesses? You deal with
design of this city, over 700,000 strong.
Absolutely.
And this is a city. This is a city that is extremely resilient. This is a city that we have gone through some difficult and hard times, and we're going to continue to move forward as a city. And that's what that's shown. I think the narrative here that's missing, 10 months ago when my phones were removed, we have not gone backwards. We have not stood still. We showed how we operate during difficult times. And when you say who's the point person that's going to deal with business communities, who's going to deal with the business of running the city, the point person is Eric Adams. I'm the mayor of the city of New York. And I have a competent team. A competent team of deputy mayors, a company.
So, okay, I get the pretty much the gist. So what Eric Adams is saying, and this is my interpretation of it, without saying it, is that who is the people that's given this order to come after me in the first place? Now, again, like I said, multiple things can be true at the same time. And until proven in a court of law, until we start to really understand what happened, until we start to see the evidence come out and whether or not he was actually breaking campaign finance laws that would then justify him to be facing 45 years in prison remains to be seen. I am not a fan of Eric Adams as a legislator. I am not a fan of Eric Adams as a mayor. I am not a fan of Eric Adams as a politician. But I'm still wondering, how did he become a leper? And this is my belief, putting together all of the pieces and the context clues. When Eric Adams first started supporting his migrant crisis, he was at the receiving docks. And this thing started going public, and he was clapping his hands and welcoming migrants. And he was saying, we love migrants in this city. This city is made up of a melting pot and multiple people. That's what Eric Adams said. That's what he said. He said, we love migrants and we rocking with them and we go and we gonna do this. And then Eric Adams started to cause a little bit of a ruckus. And then he started to say, well, you know what? I'm not really getting the support that I thought that I was going to get from the federal government. And then he started to say, migrants are going to destroy this city. Word for word. He went on a campaign and he started to say, this migrant crisis on the low, this is going to destroy the city. Then he started cutting budgets. Then they started cutting police. Then they started cutting trash funding. Then they started cutting, it was something else. Oh, teachers. They started cutting budgets to the schools and things like that. Then he joined the conglomerate of all of those other mayors and he signed that letter. And they marched to the White House. They ain't getting no response. They couldn't get a meeting. You telling me the mayors of the most powerful cities, Los Angeles, think about these cities for a second. Let's just put this in perspective. Los Angeles, New York. Those two cities alone warrant a direct line to the federal government and to Biden. If there's no other people that warrant a direct line to Biden, it's those two cities. New York and Los Angeles alone. Then you throw in the biggest city in the Midwest, Chicago. Then you throw in Houston and Denver, all sanctuary cities protesting against what was happening with this migrant crisis in their cities. They went from clapping to yapping to being sorrowful. And none of them can get in line to the federal government. Eric Adams in particular, Biden was visiting, campaigning, going through, doing UN meetings, all kind of stuff inside of New York, and they refused to even speak Eric Adams' name. And this is over the last year. And so the more Eric Adams became defiant towards what was happening in the migrant crisis, this is just my assessment of it, this is my observation of it, the less access he had to his own party. The less access he had to his own party. And it just went south from there. Now he's a leper. Then all of a sudden we start getting charges filed against him. Now he's facing 45 years in prison. My question then becomes, why is everybody so afraid to say what they really think? As far as the Eric Adams, the legislators, all of this, because in my mind, from my perspective, it's too many people that's quiet. And I'm trying to figure out, why is everybody quiet? Why don't nobody say the quiet part out loud? Because we know what's going on. We know was really like if you are a free thinker and you've done any level of research, you don't even have to be an elite journalist. If you do any level of research, you will think to yourself, okay, wait a minute. So they letting people come in and overrun their cities that they've been a part of for their entire life. Brandon Johnson let the migrant crisis just come in and completely run up their city. Eric Adams has been in New York his entire life, and the migrant crisis is completely destroying the fabric of the city. Now, why would they do that? Why wouldn't they stand up and say, hey, man, listen, we don't want to be sanctuary cities. We don't want no problems. Hey, keep it moving over here. This ain't what we want. Why would they continue to embrace party politics? And then they started to get disgruntled because remember, the only one of those mayors of all of those people, not Mike Johnson, not Karen Bass, not Eric Adams, the only mayor that had an opportunity to speak at the Democratic National Convention was who? The person whose city it was in. I don't even think if it wasn't in his city that he would even be speaking. He is not, with his mohawk and his capitulating, he is not the person that is a party star. You know who they bring out? You know who they bring out? I'm going to tell you who they bring out. Because you don't see, think about this, y'all, wake up. You don't see Kamala Harris stomping with Brandon Johnson or Mike Johnston or Eric Adams or Karen Bass. She makes zero appearances in Houston. Not one of those mayors, not one of the governors, J.B. Pritzker, Kathy Hochul, Gavin Newsom, none of these mayors are in any kind of photo ops. They not doing no speeches. They not kicking it with them. But guess who you see every single time? You know who you see? The ones that play ball. I've seen Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer side by side with Kamala Harris every single day. Gretchen Whitmer was at the Oprah rally. Gretchen Whitmer was at the Oprah rally. Come on. What we talk? We gonna have a conversation? Or are we just gonna act like we just blind? When you start putting the puzzle together and you put the pieces together, everybody that was on that letter, the only reason it seemed as though Brandon Johnson had an opportunity to speak is because it was already designated to be in Chicago before he was even elected mayor. He gave that little weak speech. They gave him a little trash time, no prime time, no TV time, no nothing. They gave him the after. It's in your city. You got the biggest city in the Midwest, and you got the 10 a.m. slot. You got the 10 a.m. slot. They brought Hillary Clinton up there, and they left Brandon Johnson off the docket. You got the 10 a.m. slot in your city. I think that Eric Adams and some of these people, they're making it. I believe, in my opinion, let me preface this by saying this is not a fact, this is my belief. I believe that Eric Adams is collateral damage. And yes, they had stuff on him. And yes, he did stuff wrong. But none of it started to surface or come to light, or none of them tried to throw 45 years on dude. And I believe that the fact that he facing 45 years was one of the reasons why he ain't saying nothing, that he's shutting up. All he got to do is say the quiet part out loud. I think that Eric Adams, as much as I don't like him, is being railroaded and he's being leveraged and used as an example. Because you got to remember, Brandon Johnson is a new mayor. Mike Johnson is a new mayor. The new guy down in Houston, new mayor. All of them ain't said a word. Go along, get along, gang. And they selling y'all out. They selling y'all cities out. I wouldn't doubt even for a minute, even for 1 second, that there are people that are part of the Democratic Party that watch my stream regularly. I guarantee you, that there are people that are part of all of these people's administration. I know the people over in Chicago watch the show. I know that for a fact because I know people in the office that said that Brandon Johnson's people and him, they watch my show. They don't like it. None of these mayors like me. None of them, because I call them out on their bullshit. And it don't matter. It don't really matter. I know they don't like me, but they can't disagree with me. They can't disagree with me. Why? Because I put the pieces together. I love puzzles. I love puzzles. I love challenges. So I say what I want because nobody owns me. Nobody owns me. Nobody controls my pocket. God got me. All of these people in the Democratic Party, they sold their souls. The same way that the Hollywood industry and all of these industries that they do what they do, all of the people in the Democratic Party, they sold their souls. They sold out. They sold their souls. They sold their souls for the position, for the power, for the opportunity. We don't know who getting what, when, where, and why, and how, and we're not going to speculate on it because I don't know for sure. And this is just my opinion, but they sold their souls. They did. And they sold you out with them. And so you voting blue, but at the same time, they voting green. Your leaders have sold you out. That's just my opinion, though. That's just my opinion. It's my opinion. But you know what? You know what we've been seeing recently is that I've been proven right. All of the things that I've been predicting is exactly how it's been playing out. All of the things that I've been saying is going to happen. I said it. I said it over a year ago. I said Eric Adams is going down. He too loud. He going down. Anton Stradamus. Eric Adams is going down. Red team going down. Red team going down. I said it. I said Eric Adams is going down. He not playing nice no more. He too loud. Hey, why they not taking his meeting? Eric Adams is going down. And here we are, September 27th, 2024.